Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2013. Brought to you by...
Looking for a quick and easy way to take notes at work, school, or home? AccessNote is the new specialized note-taker app produced by the American Foundation for the Blind for use on the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. With AccessNote, users with vision loss can easily take notes, create documents, and access applications on their mobile device. It is designed to be completely accessible, having all the features of a traditional note-taking device and more. AccessNote is available for $19.99 in the iTunes App Store.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2013 with Robert Kemp. He's a product manager for Bones. And Bones, of course, has all sorts of digital book players and recorders and a new addition to the Bones line. Welcome to Blind Bargains, Robert.
And, thank you.
Sure. So, you go ahead, refresh people. You've had the 312, the Milestone 312 before, and now you have three different levels of Milestone. So why don't you tell people about it?
Yes, that's true. It starts with the very simple machine, which is the 112. Mm-hmm. It's a plain voice recorder, very easy to handle.
Still the same buttons layout? Or
yes, it's the same shape, it's the same weight. But as I said, the application is different. It's a very limited... simple voice recorder,
mm-hmm.
So it's very focused. If you compare the 312 or 212,
sure. The 212 and the 312 being having a lot, the various book reading functions and
exactly. The 212 is more for it covers the main needs. You have book reading, you have music playback, and recording.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also limited in comparison to the 312, but it already covers a broad. Functionality.
So doing the voice recording, what's the type of quality or what formats is it recorded into?
Yes. In general, we are recording in MP3 with all three units.
Okay.
With the 312, you also can choose. If you connect the external microphone, you can choose also other formats or qualities. So you can go up in the quality, mm-hmm. the kilobit per seconds and so on. And have different kind of options to
got you.
Make
better. Is it just a single quality setting for MP3 for the 112? Or?
Yes, there we have a normal quality in MP3, but with the microphone, it's the best solution. So we try to make a good combination.
Sure. How much memory is on the device, and how long can you record on it?
Yes, the 112 has 1 gigabyte. That's probably enough for recording 24 hours.
Okay. What's the battery life like?
It depends. You can record for about 15 hours until you have to charge the unit again.
So the goal in this device is simplicity, so you don't have a lot of features on it. It just pretty much
exactly.
One button recording.
We do not even have folders in the default version, but if you're a more experienced user, you can enable also folder management. But as you said, the simplicity was the main idea behind that product.
Okay. And how much is that going to be, or where can you get that? Where is it available?
We do not directly sell it, so I'm not 100% sure about the U.S. prices, but with our dealers, we have 6 to 7 dealers in the U.S., there you should get it. Probably about $250 in which it will start.
Okay.
And the other machines, depending on how much applications you have on it, of course the price will be higher then.
Sure. Looking at some of the other players that are out there, some of them are updating and doing Wi-Fi and some modern things. What are you looking at for the 312? Are you going to stick with that for the foreseeable future, or are you guys looking for something else?
It's definitely something we are thinking about because there is a lot going on at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We need to see where it goes. We need to have a clear structure, and then, of course, we will also do the step. But first of all, at the moment, we are analyzing and seeing what is the best solution out there, and what are the libraries in the end supporting. So,
different countries are doing different formats.
Exactly, and we need to have best possible way. And
Right. Do you think having a standard format would really help? If they all were to go to, say, Daisy Online or something like that?
Of course. If it would only be one standard, it would be best
right.
for all of us.
Right, sure. If people want to get more information about Bones and products, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, best way is definitely to go to our website. It's www.bones.ch.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can ask our distributors here in the U.S. Listen to that podcast, of course.
All right. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you for being here, Jason.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2013.